I want to replace my gas water heater. It's as old as the house, as far as I know. It's starting to leak a little bit, and it's so old that it doesn't have. I guess the new codes are they have to have a flex gas line to that unit, or right now just they aren't the black iron pipe, and well, it goes directly to it. There's no flex to it.
Well, I'm a big fan that that's the way they should be connected.
The black iron directly to it. Then.
Yeah, I'm not a. Okay. If the code has changed and they now allow flex piping. I would never put flex piping in.
Oh, okay. All right.
In fact, it's really interesting. I was on the phone yesterday with the head of communications of the International Code Council, and we were talking about the code. I mean, here's the people who write the code,
mm-hmm.
and they say that they read my stuff all the time and they like it. I am continually telling people that the code is a set of minimum standards.
Mm-hmm.
It's like getting a 70% on a test, meaning you just barely pass.
Yeah.
And they agree. They said, you know what, we're trying to tell people that too, that you know, the code is this, but you can do better than the code.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just have a lot of issues with those flexible lines. I mean, they're thin wall. They just, you know, if you bump up against it, if something happens, if something's stored in the area and it falls over and hits that, you know, and all kinds of bad things could happen.
Oh, yeah, especially gas leak.
You know, I mean, whereas black iron, I'll tell you what, you have to try pretty hard to damage a black iron line. I mean, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the worst that can happen typically is you stress a black iron gas line, and where the black iron connects to a fitting, you know, you could fracture it there. Because remember, when you thread a black iron pipe, you're actually cutting metal away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... You know, if you overcut a thread, and that's one reason why they don't want you to overcut threads when you thread black iron pipe, because you can weaken it. And that's one thing a lot of people don't know. So, I mean,
okay.
So when you cut threads on black iron, you have to stop at a certain point. If you keep cutting it, you know, you really are making a huge mistake.
Okay. One more question on the water heater. I know you got plenty of calls.
Yeah, that's all right.
As far as the water hookups go. Do they make a coupling? I'm not too sharp on soldering joints and stuff like that. In fact, I've never done it, but I saw a couple home center places have a kit, and it looks like it's some kind of a coupling that you put over the pipe and hook to your water heater.
Well,
you know, you cut the pipe off and then put this coupling or something.
It might be a compression fitting. You know.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, compression fittings are. I mean, they work, okay?
But this is probably another minimum type thing.
Yeah. But here's the thing: mm-hmm. It is so simple to solder copper pipe. I mean, I've got explicit step-by-step instructions at my website.
Okay. I've been hitting that quite a bit.
Okay. Here's how simple it is. Here's the trick. Here's where many people make their mistake. Number one, they put too much flux on. I mean, they don't get the pipe and the fitting clean. You know,
right.
You have to use the brush and the sandpaper, get them clean. You have to stir up the flux. In other words, when you buy that paste flux,
mm-hmm.
A lot of times you don't know where it's been. You don't know if it's been in a container ship for a year. The zinc chloride can actually separate from the paraffin, you know, which is just the medium that carries it.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually have to get a stick out, and you really mix it up, just like you're mixing up a batch of cake icing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you apply just a thin coat of the flux to the pipe and the fitting. You put the two together, you put the torch on it, and you start to heat it up, okay? And you may apply heat for 15, 20, 30 seconds and keep the solder away from the joint. Okay, here's what happens. A lot of times people will just put the torch on 5, 10 seconds, then they apply the solder while the torch is still there,
mm-hmm.
and the heat from the torch melts the solder before the joint, the copper, is hot enough to accept the solder. So they see the solder melting right around the edge where the pipe goes into the fitting, and,
uh-huh.
and they think that the solder is going inside the fitting. Well, it's not, because the copper hasn't gotten hot enough yet.
Uh-huh.
So they think that they've soldered the joint. Well, it's no wonder it leaks, okay? So what happens is you heat the joint for 15, 20, 30 seconds. You pull the torch away from the joint. I mean, just get it away.
Yeah.
And then put the solder on the top of the joint. And it may take 3 seconds or so for that solder to start to melt. But you should have enough heat on the pipe that without the torch, it just melts the solder till the cows
sucks it right in there, then.
Till the cows come home, and it just sucks it right in there. And that's cool. That's how easy it is to do. So what I would do is I would actually buy a couple of scrap pieces of copper pipe, practice 3 or 4 times, 5 or 6 joints, and see what happens. And I'll bet you'll become an expert in no time flat. You'll go, oh my gosh, this is so simple.
Okay.
So that's what I would do.
All right.
All right, anything else?
I appreciate your time.
Well, good luck on the project.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling out.
All righty.
All right, bye.